this week on CrossFit Inside Out's podcast, we continue our series on goal setting. Last week, we talked about how to set the right type of goals. This week, we continue with part two and talk about how to actually follow through and become the person that you've always wanted to be.
Number 6, right?
Yeah. So just define. Okay. You ready?
Yep. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. And we're back! CFIO's 6th podcast. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Number 6. So we got Brandon, Brian, Alyssa.
Yep. Hey guys.
Myself. So today's Thursday. It is
February 23rd, which is the very first announcement of 17.1 2017 Open. So it's like happy CrossFit New Year.
Absolutely. Getting ready to have the watch party.
Tonight.
So that's going to be fun.
I wish if we were to record this like...
Live.
Well, live, then we would be able to talk about, hey, so what were your guesses for the workout? But it's kind of one of those things that you've already done 17.1 by the time you're listening to this.
We had already had our first Friday Night Lights.
It was very successful.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure I won the workout. We're going to talk to you part two on goals. Last podcast, we just talked about kind of where do goals originate, Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, you just listened to it. You're looking at me.
We talked about where they originate from. We talked about having SMART goals. So let's break that down one more time. What does the SMART stand for? Alyssa, tell us about what SMART goals are.
All right, guys. So S stands for specific. M is measurable. A is attainable. R is realistic. And then T is time-based or time-sensitive.
So you actually have to put a clock on it. Like
yes.
A deadline.
That's right.
That would be smart.
And date. See what you did there.
Can I just give a shout out to my mom real quick? Because I got a text a couple weeks ago just with one of those frowny emoticons saying, you don't like beat-up? She doesn't like the fact, she caught all the facts. So I actually know that two people listen to this podcast, my mom and Nick. I know your mom listens to the podcast. So you think so? So at least two people we know are listening to this.
Yeah. So, with goals, we have goals. We're going to go into part two now. All right. Part two. Brandon, are you reading a text?
No, I'm actually looking. So, we talked last week about, the goals or epic fails. And so I was hoping maybe this week we could kind of talk about goals that we've got, personal goals or fitness goals, whatever it is. And my wife, I forgot my notebook at home, so my wife was texting me what my goals were for the year. So, which I think Brian can lead it off. What do you do to attain your goals? I mean, you mentioned this last week, but how do you get your goals to slap you in the face every morning?
If you recall from a prior episode, my wife gave me a beautiful Franklin Covey planner because I cannot handle how to do things in my phone. And I need to write them out. So one of the things that I have in my planner, the piece of plastic that notes what day of the week I'm on, I've inserted into that a slip of paper that has listed all of my goals for the year. So I have an opportunity to see them daily, not only in my planner, but also on the mirror in my bathroom, where I've taped them to the mirror. So literally every day, multiple times a day, I am looking at my goals and I am seeing them. What I do during the course of the week, generally on Sunday late after we get our schedule for the week, I look at my schedule and I see about how I can work in my goals into my schedule for the week, whether that's having a moment in the good book, whether that's having a moment with some friends, whether that's spending some time with my family, in different ways to meet each of those goals. And I think I told the story last week of having a goal for Fran. And again, that my goal was not to beat my Fran time. My goal was to have a plan going into that Fran workout and execute the plan. And I did that for another workout last week. I forget what it was. I had a plan. I executed it. Don't even know if I got a good time or not, but I went in with the plan. And I'll tell you, for going into these workouts in the open, have a plan, guys. Whether or not you get the number or the score or the time, if you have a plan, that'll take your mind off the clock and trying to focus on the plan versus focusing on what people are doing next to you.
Yeah, I like that. And I like, there's something to be said about the pressure of the clock, and there's something to be said about not having the pressure of the clock. You know, having the pressure of the clock kind of gives you that, you know, oh no, I got to hurry feeling, which can kind of spur you on. But not having the pressure of the clock and trying to have a dig a little bit deeper, if we're talking specifically about workouts, right? Digging a little bit deeper to push the extra couple of reps. But I mean, even bringing it outside in the realms of achieving your goals. When we talk about having time sensitive stamps on it, I mean, there are some goals that just aren't going to be time sensitive, and so you have to set those realistic expectations on the how of, okay, I'm going to do X by 2 or 3 weeks or X by the end of the month in order to get closer to this goal, because that goal doesn't necessarily have an end.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I think you know, when you it's so easy to set goals. I think that's probably the actual, for most people, that's probably the easiest part, is to go, you know, I want to, maybe if it's a list, I want to run the, you know, run a marathon or a half marathon, whatever that is. Or, you know, I want to bring, if we're talking fitness, like with CrossFit, you know, I want to bring, that was air quotations, right?
Everybody can see those.
Maybe, you know, it's, I lost my train of thought, but for instance, Fran, saying I want to lower my Fran time by a minute or 30 seconds, you know, that's the easy part. I think what we want to talk about today is, how do you fulfill those things? How do you see those things come to pass and really walk them out? Brian says he puts them, he has them where he reads them all the time, puts them on his mirror. I know I used to do that. I don't do that at this time, but I was telling, I think Alyssa or somebody, like, or you maybe, Brandon, like 2 or 3, it was longer than 3 years ago. Braden, that was a long time ago. So Braden was like 9 months old. We went to the Philippines. So that, how long ago was that?
Like a decade ago.
She's like, that was like 13 years ago, 14 years ago. We went on a mission trip to Philippines, and I got really sick there, like deathly sick. And it was, I thought my whole goal was, if I can just get back to the United States, to the States, then a doctor's going to fix me. Well, it was a 2-year process that really no doctors fixed me. So there were a lot of things that I kind of worked through, but I remember thinking, hey, this is like life or death for me. So I had it everywhere. Like, I would get in my vehicle and where the telling me how fast I'm going, you know, at the dashboard, I would have stickers that said stuff like, you're going to live and not die, you know, declare the works of the Lord. Just whatever it was, like, I'm going to see my kids, you know, inherit the earth. Whatever I needed to put, I would have it all over just so I could see it. And normally, that's really what it takes, even, in, you know, when it's big goals, when it's something that's stretching you. And for me, just living another year was like a big goal. For me, as crazy as that was, so I kind of was doing whatever I needed to do. I should probably get back to putting it in front of me, like on the mirror, just whatever it is. I know our kids, we did recently a vision board, where my wife and I haven't done ours yet, but the kids, they've done theirs, and they just put their goals on a board, and they have them in their room that they're looking at, you know, hopefully every day. So keeping them in front of you, I think, would be like step one, writing it down, putting it somewhere that you're going to see it, not that where you're just going to tuck it away and then forget about it. Mm-hmm. You know, on the last podcast, you said something that kind of just rung so true was, you know, you can set a goal and then 3 or 4 months later, or maybe it was Brian, I can't remember, but 3 or 4 months later, you're like, I didn't do a darn, I think it was Brian, because he said, I didn't do a darn thing.
Same deep baritone, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, I didn't do anything to accomplish those goals. And that's, you know, that's kind of a waste of time. So I think setting those in front of you. I keep them on my phone because I can operate my phone. I keep them on my phone. And I just make sure, normally it's when Pastor Tim's preaching. that, you know, I'm like, I'm bored out of my mind. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
Tim.
That's 3 weeks in a row that Tim has gotten a shot.
No, I'm not bored out of my mind. But I'm kind of, some people call it the flow state. You know, I'm in a zone. And for me, I'm more creative during that time. And so he's speaking, I'm listening, but then I'm also, normally I can take whatever he's sharing and I can apply it to my life, hopefully. And I'm looking through going, how am I lining up my life to these goals that I've set? So looking, writing down, looking at them would be number one.
And I think part of what number two is, if that's possible, is building margin in your day to address them in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
A friend of ours, Tim, taught us about margin and building time in. So one of the things that I do is every morning I get up, I journal a little bit in my journal, look at some of the word, and I look at those goals, and I put down a task, if not multiple tasks, of something I can do every single day that is toward one of those goals. Now, it might be something simple as emptying the dishwasher. It might be something simple as lifting with my son. It might be call my mother-in-law. Just something that's toward some of my goals for that day. Might be making a plan for Fran. So every single day I'm jotting down something. It might be one thing, might be five things, depends on the margin that I built. Into those goals to help me, you know, meet them. Otherwise, if you just look at them, that's great. But you got to make a plan. You got to chip away like a long chipper in the gym. You got to chip away at your goals just like you do in the gym.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. If you use a chipper, you know, we talk about how this could, CrossFit can kind of run into our normal life. If I treat my goals as a chipper, you know it's going to be a process. You chip away at this, you know, if it's wall balls, toes to bar, shoulder overhead, you know, a certain distance in running, whatever it is, you're working with what's in front of you at the moment.
Yeah.
And then you move to the next. So I think sometimes we can be so scattered, and I think it goes back to what I talked about a while back, or the last podcast, without a vision, the people go unrestrained. So they're kind of blindlessly walking around aimlessly with no real...
Did you just say blindlessly?
Did that's about as good as fitter. Blindly. Thank you. Blindly walking around. Blindlessly would not be the correct. Just aimlessly walking around without those goals that keep you kind of in that place of, hey, this is what we're doing right now. This is what's in front of you, and I'm going to do it with everything that I got.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, just looking on my own goals, you know, my goals are tucked away in the middle of my notebook, like my journal. So, like, I have to, like, literally I had to text my wife before we started the podcast. I'm like, hey, can you send me a picture of my goals? Because I don't have them with me. I don't even know, you know, I don't know what pages they're on or whatever. I just need you to find them and send them to me. So step one, I've already failed. I don't have them in front of me. So I've got to get better at that. I've been thinking that through the week. And creating margin. I mean, it's hard. These schedules are, you know, we're all doing 10 different things and going in 10 different directions. And so it's really hard to find time in your schedule to slow down and say, hey, I'm going to take 5, 15, 20 minutes for myself and do whatever it is that I need to do to kind of recap and look and say, hey, you use the example all the time about, you know, it's great to climb, you know, all the way up a mountain, but it sucks when you get to the top of that mountain to look back and realize you climbed the wrong mountain, you know, and so you're spending all this time doing one thing, and then you turn around and realize, like, man, I've spent all this time, but I've kind of wasted it because I haven't really been going towards the goals I've actually been wanting to do.
Yeah.
So, and that's not to say that our goals don't evolve. I mean,
right.
You know, 3-4 years ago, we probably all have completely different goals right now. I mean, my goal to make more sales in insurance is no longer relevant, you know. But my goals to be a better father and a better husband and a better CrossFit athlete, I mean, those are still relevant, you know,
yeah.
But just have evolved over time.
Yeah. How would you, Alyssa... what are some steps that you take to create margin in your life? Like space to get things done that are important to you?
Yeah, kind of like going off what Brian was saying, just like waking up just a little earlier in the morning. I mean, everybody can afford, you know, an extra or a little less sleep. I mean, like 10 minutes in the morning, that's not going to, you know, really knock you off the schedule that much. You know, if you can get up just a little bit earlier and kind of work that time into your day before you've got to tackle the rest of your responsibilities, you know, for that day, I think that's probably... That's how I tackle it, at least. Like, that's my best bet. If I can just kind of go into it and like, put some thought into it. Like you said, like, journaling a little bit. I'm just kind of getting it out on paper, even, like, getting it out loud kind of thing. Just
I think it's a great way to start the day.
Yeah,
do you,
it is.
Do you find yourself saying no to some things, though?
That's something I need to work on a little bit. I definitely, with me, I'm just, like, I don't know, like I said, I'm just very... kind of task driven, like I mentioned in like the previous episode, and it's kind of easy for me to like take on a lot and just kind of have like a really like full day and just kind of a lot going on. So like I said, just kind of making sure I carve out that time for myself, whether it's in the morning or even like at night, you know,
yeah,
before I go to sleep. It's just really important to kind of fit that in.
Well, I mean, because I think naturally, I mean, and given our jobs here, I mean, we're all people pleasers, not saying that in a negative sense, but I mean, we really want people to be happy. We want people to accomplish their goals and to succeed. And so I think it's really hard for us to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're talking about waking up early. That's coming from someone who has to be at work at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if Alyssa can wake up early enough to look at her goals.
Well, 5:45.
Or 5:45, 15 minutes early. But, you know, that's coming from someone who has to be at work extremely early. So, you know, you can take it. It is a challenge. I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've got a client that likes to come in at, you know, 5:45 on Tuesdays, which is awesome. I love doing it. But that means I'm getting up at 3:50 in the morning in order to get those, you know, whatever goal it is that I need to look at. You know, that's what time the alarm goes off. And you've got to grind and you've got to hustle and you've got to do what it takes to get it done.
And I actually just want to kind of backtrack just a little bit, guys, but kind of what Nick was talking about with kind of wandering around, what was the word?
Blindly, aimlessly,
yeah.
That's got to be a word somewhere. It's, I guess it's like, yeah.
All right, we'll say aimlessly, wandering around aimlessly, kind of not knowing what your goals are. I want to just kind of mention, you guys, I think that... it's important to kind of allow yourself to recognize what your goals are, too. I think that it's really easy for us to kind of fall into that trap of, you know, just having so many responsibilities and, like, so many things that we have to do throughout the day that it's really easy to, like, to get complacent, kind of, and not even to, like Nick says, stress yourself, you know, to where you're able to kind of think about what your goals are moving forward. And I just think that for that, you really just kind of need to sit back and actually, like, be kind of present, like, in your life throughout the day and just look at, like, the areas of your life that maybe you're not super happy with, you know? Like, maybe you feel like you're a little bit overweight. So, like, what is something that you can do to, like, move towards making that better and improving that, you know? So maybe you'd want to look at your diet or just other things that you can kind of control day to day in the areas of life that you're not maybe most happy with that could be a little better. So just something to think about.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, being present with that specific goal.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so I was just, when you were saying that, I think about one of the things my business mentor asked me to do was time, like start a clock every time I do a task here. So whatever it's going to be, if that's working on the newsletter, which Brandon does now, or if that's posting something on Facebook for the gym, or if that's cleaning the gym, document it so that I can see at where am I, like, wasting my time. And, you know, I don't love cleaning the gym, but, like, I enjoy it being done exactly the way I want it done. And I enjoy knowing, like, I freaking just did this, which Noah's kind of starting to go and do the gym cleaning, but I still have to be here. But if I track that, that's like six, seven hours out of my week. And I really, at that point, I need to evaluate, like, is the goal for, like, me to be satisfied with the clean gym versus I could maybe pay somebody that's probably going to do it just maybe as good as I can do it? Does it make sense with my goal? Is it causing me not to be present somewhere else that's maybe a higher value goal? And so when you said that, I was just thinking about a lot of times when I go home at night, I don't shut my phone off or I don't, I still answer emails and I do that. So my kids will ask me questions or be doing something and I'll have my face in the screen, you know, emailing away or doing whatever because maybe I didn't create the margin I needed in the whole 10 hours I had here to get done what probably only would have taken me 3 hours if I would have put. Does that make sense? If I would have, if I would have been present for the 3 hours I needed to be present for that specific task, then I could have gone home and been present with my kids. And I feel like that's just a cycle. And I think that can fall into, like you said, if you want to lose weight, are you present with that goal? Like, is it is it something that you're really setting the time aside, the margin aside to complete that task? Are you saying no to going out on the weekends and drinking, you know, or just eating out at night?
Dude, yeah, that's great. Andy Stanley, a great book. Andy Stanley wrote a book called Choosing to Cheat. And he's talking about no matter what task you're doing or, you know, whatever it is, you're cheating on something. You know, right here we're recording this podcast. We're cheating on cleaning the gym or, you know, I'm not saying we're cheating on our you know, significant others by being here. I'm just saying that you're cheating that time away from either someone or something. And so you're talking about being present at home. You know, I mean, all of us are sitting here. We've got our phones in our hands or our laps at some, you know, some thing. What kind of message, if you go out to eat with your significant other, you know, does it send when you sit there and have your phone with the screen up on the table? Yeah. You know, I mean, what kind of message does that send your kids? And this hits me every time. Like, I've got a 2-year-old who's very impressionable, you know, and I mean, if I'm sitting there on my phone all night or, you know, in the evening when I'm there, either checking emails or updating the book face or whatever it is, like, what kind of message is that sending?
I'm really starting to.
It's becoming ingrained.
I'm saying that. One of the things that I've done, and hopefully my wife will listen to this, I don't know if she's listened to one yet, but for the past, the last two times we've gone out, I've left my phone either at home, which is so hard.
I do that.
Or I left it in the car, and it has been...
It's phenomenal.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys in my mentoring group, they've actually removed, like, Facebook from their phone, so they still have it on their computer and stuff, but they've removed all those social media paths just because, you know, back to what I was saying, if I timed how much time I spent on Facebook or just scrolling, God, like, I could we could rebuild Wilmington. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe there wouldn't be poverty anymore in Wilmington. I don't know. I mean, it's really pretty bad if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
how much time we waste.
I'll say one helpful tip that's really helped me is about a month ago, I took off the notifications, at least from Facebook. So it's still there because I don't get on the computer, you know, regularly enough to check it because we do a lot of the social media stuff here with our community here at, you know, the gym. But, I mean, at least taking the notifications off so that way your phone isn't buzzing and dinging, you know, while you're having conversations with other people. You know, I mean, if I were in a meeting with somebody, whether it be a client or you know, someone else that's important, and my phone's constantly dinging or vibrating, that's taking my attention away from it. I'm not being present in the moment, you know. And I mean, bringing that back to fitness goals and just goals in general. I mean, if you're not present as to what's actually going on in reality, then you're just not going to pay attention. You're climbing up the wrong mountain.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the next part would be bringing other people into your goal with you. I was just thinking about being present, and then we were just jokingly about going out. You know, if you have your friends, your close people, or your wife, or whoever that is, or people here at the gym, if it's, let's say, specifically fitness-related goals, if I know that Brandon, you know, he's got, we've established this already, but Brandon and Brian have my picture in their notebooks of my with my shirt off, I'm not going to invite them out to go get wings at night or go drink a latte necessarily, right? I'm gonna think more in the sense of I'm not going to sit there and feed them donuts. I'm going to genuinely care about Brandon's goals. I'm kidding about the picture, but I'm going to genuinely care about Brandon's goals, so I'm going to be more conscious about what I invite them to do. And that doesn't mean we don't go out and have fun, we don't do this and that. But maybe if your goal is to lose a certain amount of weight or grow in your fitness, maybe every weekend, one time a week, is excessive. Like, maybe you can just go and not drink. That's an idea. Like, I do that all the time. Like, I go.
Yeah, you do.
I go, and people are like, "Here, take this shot," and I'm like, "Nah, I'm pouring to somebody else's drink." But, and I'm not, you know, it's probably not because it goals related necessarily, but I think just realizing that when you have something written down and it's plain in front of you, it's so much easier to stick with the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, if you fail, what is it? You fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Nice.
So I think if you bring people in on that plan, then most people are going to genuinely care about you and want to see you reach your goals, so they're going to be a little more conscious about what they invite you to do. Mm-hmm.
So four steps, just to recap, if you've been driving down the road. Number one, write it down, make it visible, look at it every day, make sure that you're paying attention. Create margin in your life. Number two, set aside time to look at your goals, set aside time to achieve your goals, you know, and get a stopwatch and time yourself, whatever it is that you need to accomplish to do, see how long it takes you to do it, and create that margin in your life. Third tip we talked about is being present, not just in the reality of your goals, but being present in the relationships. I mean, if your goal is to be a better father, a better, you know, wife, or better mom, or just better, you know, friend, you know, you've got to learn to be present in situations, and you can't just cheat on them with other tasks and other things that are meaningless, like Facebook and constant phone dings. And then lastly, you know, we talked about accountability. So getting an accountability partner, someone who's going to hold you to those goals, hold you to those standards, and you know, give them your goals and say, hey, this is who I want to be. This is the my end goal of where I want to be, and I need your help. You know, and I think, you know, it sounds so cliche, but admitting that you need help and doing that is such a hard task, you know, and saying, hey, I need help, you know, accomplishing this goal. And a matter of fact, I need your help.
Yeah. Sometimes it's finding new friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. That's hard. But I think hopefully we've all evolved where, you know, I can say in my life, there were specific times that, like, hey, I'm not running with that crowd anymore. And this was so important to me over here that, that person that I was running with was important, but this was for me. I had to make hard decisions. So I think still trying to not get so broad, but bring it back to fitness goals, you know, kind of look who you're running with, evaluate that.
So let me ask this as we transition. What are, I would say, like, what are three of your goals? Can I ask three goals that you have, and how are you going to accomplish them? Am I putting you too much on the spot by asking that out of the gate? What are three goals that you have, and how are you going to accomplish them?
I'll give you one from three categories. One was a fitness goal. Fitness goal was to increase work capacity over broad modalities.
Nice.
So I am going to continue to track my progress in all of our workouts and all of our lifts. Like yesterday's strict press or shoulder press, it was good to see that. So I am tracking and chipping away at that. A nutrition goal was to improve my eating and drinking habits, and drinking has gotten better, and the eating has not gotten much better, but a little bit better. I'm mostly paleo, but boy, do I love cheating with popcorn. I cheat with popcorn all the time, but that is something that I'm working on.
What kind of cheat is that?
It's popcorn. It's terrible. I can eat a bowl of popcorn, man.
I love it. I can eat two large thin crust pizzas with no problem. And you're sitting here complaining about popcorn.
Popcorn, dude. It's killing me.
I would love to have that problem.
And a life goal of mine was to be a better son and son-in-law. And I am really trying my best to spend a lot of time with my mother-in-law and my parents, both of whom are here in Wilmington. And that's been wonderful for me to spend more time together. And so that goal, although I'm doing that goal probably for them, I'm seeing the benefits of that goal for me. So, so there's three different categories.
Okay. All right, guys. So for me, one of my fitness goals is to run a marathon this year. So Rob and I have been training for the half that's in Wrightsville Beach at the end of March. So we're actually only a good 3 or 4 weeks away from that. We just hit 10 miles last weekend. So my goal, or kind of my plan, I should say, with that is to kind of just transition right from the half into into a full kind of in the next few months after that. So we'll see. I'm working towards it. I guess every long run at a time, I guess. So once a week, slowly getting there. Next one would be with my nutrition, a little bit different than Brian's. You guys know I'm trying to be like 100% plant-based. So I'm getting there. I've been there for about a month or so. And for me, that's, again, just like kind of a day-by-day process, just kind of making sure I'm watching what I'm putting into my body and just kind of, you know, reading at labels and things like that. And then another one, kind of going off of what Brian was saying with his kind of personal or like family or relationship goals, mine was just to be like a better girlfriend and like a more supportive partner, I guess, in my relationship as well too. So
nice.
Again, that's a day by day process, but it's something I'm trying to be conscious of.
Good.
Sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. I currently don't have any fitness goals.
Obviously.
Oh gosh, I need a lot of them.
And we're back.
And we're back. No, probably, I mean, I do have some fitness goals, but they're not like, I would say they're probably not as smart as they could be. Mine is just to be more consistent.
I'll be so more fitter, yeah.
I think that was probably something big. One of the ways that I've done that so far is just jumping into group classes. It's helped me kind of stay the track for the most part. So that's one. Another is to I have a certain goal number that I'm trying to hit in our membership. Not for like number sake, but just for there's just a certain number that I'm looking to hit. And so one of the ways that I'm doing that, your question was the goals and then...
So what are your goals and what are some tasks that you...
Yeah, yeah. So one of my goals is to hit a certain number in our membership. And we're not like super far off, but it's definitely... I think there's like a tipping point, you know, you can get stuck. So one of the ways that I've done that is I've delegated part of that to Brandon to track the measurements every week. And then I also have a board. I'm not going to tell you where that board is at, but I mark it every time someone joins. We kind of mark and make a mark on a number, and it keeps it kind of in front of me so that it almost creates a head start.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it encourages me. Instead of people going, where are you at? And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't checked in a while. So I do that. And then another goal, one that I've hit already was hire a joy girl. So that was the first thing that I had set, one of mine, and she's on our podcast with us. So that's pretty cool. If you've gotten a call from Alyssa, she is our joy girl. So all that means is she just calls just to check in with you guys, especially if you've PR'd or you're brand new. She's probably the best one out of the group, or she is the best one out of the group to do that. And she kind of smiles over the phone or through the text, sometimes through Facebook messages, really just to check in on you and to make sure you're tracking with your goals and moving forward with your fitness related goals. And then obviously seeing if there's anything we can do to make your life here better. So those would be three.
That's awesome. I mean, I'll just lay out mine since I put you guys on the spot and I already had mine ready.
One more.
No.
Buy a house. That was on here.
Hey!
Buy a house today.
Wait a second. You've got like an hour.
Yeah,
so you might want
to. There's so many things that have happened up to this point that it's one of those things where like it's going to happen. Buy a house this year. And if you're listening to this, we closed on it today. I'm closing on it in about 40 minutes.
There you go.
So I got to run out. But that was another big thing because we've always owned our own home. But moving here, when we sold our house in Charlotte, I pretty much put everything into the gym to not, like, I wanted to plant my seed, not eat my seed. So we're kind of reaping from that now, so that's exciting. Woohoo for me.
Good for you. Yay. That's exciting. So
come on over and help me renovate it.
There it is. All right, so I guess a couple of mine, you know, I'll have the typical, you know, closer relationship with my wife and, you know, and being a better dad to Nora. And I guess a task that, you know, I've set out was to plan weekly and monthly events for them, which I've just failed miserably. that recently. Just feel like I've been so busy and haven't been intentional about doing that. She doesn't listen to this anyway, so she'll. I know, right? Watch this be the one that she like listens to. One of mine was to read 20 books. I think I mentioned that last time, but I want to read 20 books, but I don't know why I picked 20, but 20 is my goal. And reading 30 minutes every day, and that's been mostly accomplishable. So at least 30 minutes, and picking good books. And, fitness, now I've got like certain numbers, like I want to weigh a certain weight and have a certain percentage of body fat and all of that. And that's kind of been nutrition wise, we've been doing really well with our nutrition plan. But are you kissing your bicep?
Yeah.
Thank you. But one of my goals is to do Murph with a vest this year. It's been a couple of years since I've done Murph with a vest. Yeah.
Right.
So, it has not gotten any better over time, but I want to do it with a vest. And so, my task for that, I've been doing, workouts at least 4 times a week. And I think last time we talked, about nutrition and all that, I said that I don't take rest days, and I have been crushed. So I'm taking rest days now. So I've got to formally, I've got to recant and say that I now take rest days regularly.
I'll do Murph with you in a vest.
Please. I'll tell you what, I can be your vest for Murph, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I probably won't be doing Murph this year since last year,
those are my goals and just laying them out. So
that's good awesome. For you.
That's awesome. Anybody got any last comments? If someone were to come to you and just go, I have this huge goal, and they laid it out, what would be the one thing that you would tell them?
I would say monitor and adjust as necessary to meet it in some capacity, and find wins along the way.
Awesome.
I would say, what is something that you can do today to get yourself one step closer, and then do that thing again tomorrow?
Nice.
There you go.
B-Dub.
B-Dub. Come on, B-Dub. He'd say, rub that genie head.
What? And we're back. So what was the question?
If someone came to you and said, hey, I have this goal. This is what I want to do in life. This is what I was born to do. What's that one thing you would tell them?
Why aren't you already doing it?
Yeah.
Answer a question with a question. That sounds like a pretty jerk response to it, I guess. But, why aren't you, if you're passionate about it, why aren't you already doing it? So
yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. I would say, how can I help?
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I would say, attach an emotional reason to it.
Yeah.
For me, it's so weird to talk about finances here, but, everybody has them. But for me, I have no desire to be filthy rich. Like I didn't grow up that way. Filthy rich sounds like the Christmas movie with that kid. Filthy animal. You know what I'm talking about. Home Alone.
Home Alone 2, yeah.
But just to be like, I have, like, that would get really old. Like, I could probably do it for a week to do the grind, to get, to get rich. But for me, to attach an emotional reason to it, to take my kids on amazing, awesome vacations, or be able to provide for my family, or leave an inheritance for my kids. One of the things I really want to do is I want to give back to my parents. Like, that's something like that I want to do really, really bad. Mom,
yeah, she's listening too, so...
But anyway, so how can I help, and then attach an emotional reason to it?
That's awesome.
Cool. Guys, if you have something that you'd like to hear us talk about, this has been really fun, but we would love to discuss that. We want this to be something that is not just like a waste of time, and you're like, oh God, I got to delete the podcast because I'm wasting so much time. But if you have something, post it on the Bookface, the Facebook, or send us an email at Brandon at CrossFitInsideOut.com. Brandon@CrossFitInsideOut.com, or shoot us a Facebook post. We'd love to talk about it.
Hey, if you like what you hear on this podcast, be sure to subscribe and write a review on iTunes. Be on the lookout each week for new episodes as we talk about health, wellness, and becoming a better version of you from the inside out.